Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show with Jackson Burns.
Okay, so it's the post show here in the studio for once.
Oh, wait a second. It's not the post show.
Yeah,
let's get this right. It's the whatever we want to do, Big Jack and Wiggy,
Big
Jack
come on.
Show.
The Big Jack and Wiggy show.
Yeah, we have Courtney as a guest.
Okay, thank you.
With Coco.
To be here.
Yes. So today, there was some shots fired at you, Courtney.
Oh, couldn't believe it.
The millennials.
Yeah, Shime, who's usually my guy.
Crime.
We have a bit of a slight issue. On the Powerball.com, the numbers are not out.
Oh.
On the Twitter it is.
So just, you know, Courtney, I believe you. I just wanted to, fair warning, Powerball.com, no numbers out.
I don't know what is going on with the two of you, but it is.
Did you bother to look at the Twitter 33, to see?
41, 40,
yeah, did you bother?
I'm just saying.
Did you bother?
No. I'm just saying Powerball.com.
Okay, and are you on Twitter? Shime, you and I are the same age. When do you ever go to the website to find any information? You go on Twitter. That's where
true.
It first is, and then you could go to the website.
That's true.
My Lord.
I just typed in lottery.
And you
here.
Know what? Because I've been called a liar enough on this station, I don't need somebody on my own show to jump on board.
I'm not calling you
no,
a liar.
Goodbye.
I believe you, Courtney.
Enjoy Vegas this weekend.
I was just asking.
I mean.
Oh, wow. Goodbye.
Millennial
Twitter?
Crime.
I know. It's millennial on millennial violence.
And I've been helping him out after the show, a little behind the scenes.
Ooh.
I helped him out after, even though he came at me with false claims.
Wow, what'd you help him with? Relationship
issues?
Well,
he was going to come on the show with you, then had something else. I said, Shime, don't worry about it. I'll take it off your hands.
And you know what they say, right? Usually the person who stabs you in the back is the closest person to you.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even just stab, he twisted. I am wondering if Curtis maybe told him to do it. Curtis had his little devilish laugh.
Okay.
And so I said,
And I do want you to know, anytime I've ever said any, or, you know, corrected you or said a, you know, a joke on you, it's always usually Curtis fueled.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
As far as what? Her pronunciations?
Yeah. Like,
coming from the guy who, Curtis, who butches the shit out of you. You ever heard him do a live read?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Jesus, sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Well, he got what was coming for him, a little karma, when he tried to do the catalytic converter the other day. So that was
I never shit on people because of the shit that they say, because I know, hey, I'm going to stumble all over words. So
I mean, I can't believe I made it to radio, like the way I stumble, the way I talk.
Right. Nope.
You know what they say, right? Don't throw stones when you live in a glass house.
Yes.
Oh, well, Curtis's house is all glass.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, Courtney read off the Powerball numbers after they were tweeted out. And you had the line of the day. You said, Sean, we're both the same age. Who goes to a website for information? You go to Twitter.
Because it's true. And I would have thought somebody like Sean, who's up on all technology, would have gone directly there once he didn't see them on the thing. And as soon as I did it, 3 minutes later, I saw every news outlet post them, everything else.
Oh,
yeah. That is true because... You know, Courtney is our social media expert.
Absolutely,
she's well more advanced than any of us are. So when something usually pops up on social media, and Shime, you would think he's kind of in that world as well. So it was very interesting that he went to the website.
Yeah, bizarro.
What is it? I don't even know. Is it Powerball.com?
I guess. But you know Curtis was like, I'm looking at the website, and I'm not seeing any of the numbers, Shime.
Speaking of the guy right now, the
did
guy
Curtis
went to
tell
the-
you to do it?
Powerball website, Chime just walked
he
in
did,
the,
that
in
little
the office.
Snake.
Oh, maybe it was encouraged by Curtis. Snake. Curtis knows how to get good radio done, man.
Curtis is the puppet master.
Yeah. Curtis throws the ball around like a great point guard, and he doesn't take the credit for it.
Yep.
And there goes the millennial, the one millennial from the millennial on millennial crime that happened earlier.
Yep.
I had a caller say that somebody, that they could sue the station for $1 billion.
They
if,
can?
If you got it wrong, if people ripped up their tickets after they heard you read the numbers and they were wrong.
No, because that would be the person's idiot fault for listening to somebody on the radio.
Yep.
You would think that person would then go to Powerball USA or wherever it is to get the actual numbers.
Yeah, so. I'm not a Powerball expert. I don't work for the Powerball, so I'm
all right,
clean.
Well, the show is over because Greg is staring at me very intimidatingly. All right. See you later.